I'm Madison. I'm an alcoholic. I'm really nervous, and I really don't want to be doing this right now. My sobriety date is December 14th. My voice is shaking. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. My sobriety date is December 14th, 2011. I was born in Lakeland, Florida, August 24th, 1993. I was exposed to like drugs and alcohol at a really early age. My dad and his whole side of the family, they're all addicts. And when I was about a month old, my mom and my dad separated because he wanted me and my sister out of the house because he wanted to use, but thought it was the good thing like not to have me and my sister around it. So me and my mom and my sister picked up and went to Orlando. And not sure how long we were there. I don't really remember much from when I was little. And then after that, we moved back to Lakeland. And from there, we went to Portland, Oregon. And when I was in Portland, I don't really, like, remember much, but looking at tapes and pictures and stuff, like, I was a weird kid. And what I do remember is, like, always doing anything to not be myself. I would play dress up and then walk around Portland, which is weird. That's embarrassing. And I don't know. I just remember like always being uncomfortable in school and not having many friends. And I would always hang out with my sister, who I didn't like, which was another weird thing I did. And then from Portland, we moved to New York, and I was there for about 2 years. And again, I didn't fit in, and I didn't have any friends, and I hung out with my sister a lot. And in New York, it was weird because I was in first grade, and I mean, I think no normal parent would like let their first grader walk around New York, but that wasn't a problem with my mom. So I learned like at a young age to be really independent, and I kind of took care of myself while we were in New York. And after that, I moved back, well, not back to Tampa, I moved to Tampa, and I was in third grade now. Once again, I got made fun of all the time. I hated school. I would fake sick all the time, and when I was in school, I would, like, do anything I could possibly do to get into the nurse's office so I wouldn't have to be in class with everyone that was mean to me, and again, like, I was just always trying to escape who I was. I don't know what to say. My mom met my stepdad when I was about 7, and at first I really liked him because he was cool, and, like, me, my mom, and my sister had no money. We were, like, dirt poor, and he had money. He drove a BMW, which I thought was really cool, and just all this, like, material stuff. So he was awesome, and then we all moved in together into a huge house, and I never lived in a house before, so I was excited about that, and I started at a new school, a new one, and I was still really, really weird. And no one at school liked me until I met this girl named Allie, who was my best friend. And she passed away when we were younger, so that was devastating to me. And it's like the one person I had in my life was now gone. And then somehow, I guess, I was introduced into church, and I was like, I was a big church girl, like, I did everything right. I, like, wore these hideous, ugly dresses that were church girl dresses. And I had other people in my life that were important to me, like, pass away. So I started to get, like, resentments towards God. Like, why would you take the only people I have in my life away from me? So that kind of, like, ruined spirituality for me for AA. Still working on that. And I guess in middle school, once again, I had no friends until I got into eighth grade, and I became friends with this girl named Christina, and she introduced me to the popular kids who introduced me into drinking and smoking pot. And like the first time I drank, I was so excited because it wasn't me. I was a brand new person. And I was able to like talk to people and actually be funny, and people liked me, which was different. But still, all through middle school, I was made fun of. Even that year with all the popular kids, they all made fun of me, even though they were supposed to be my best friends. And another thing is, like, my mom is real big on, like, how you look. And it has to be, like, the picture-perfect family. And the summer going into my freshman year, my mom suggested that I got a nose job so I could be like the pretty daughter in the family. So I got a nose job when I was 14 years old. And that really messed me up, because now like I'm a freshman in high school and I think I have to be like 95 pounds and beautiful all the time. So I was 95 pounds, which I shouldn't have been, because I'm supposed to weigh 130 pounds. And at this point, I'm in a relationship with someone who is very like abusive emotionally and physically. So that makes me drink even more, because I don't want to be around him, even though I feel like I have to be, because I have no one else. And at this time, like all through all of this, I still talk to my dad. I saw him every other weekend. He was sober, not anymore. And then my freshman year, he decided that he did not like my sister's boyfriend, and she either had to break up with him or we weren't part of his side of the family anymore. And of course, she didn't break up with him, so we weren't part of that side of the family anymore. So now my dad is gone, and the guy that I'm in a relationship with is the only like guy figure that I have in my life, other than my stepdad, who I don't like anymore at this point. So now I am like putting beer into apple juice bottles and taking it to school so you can't notice that it's beer, and I'm wasted at school all the time, and I'm getting in fist fights with my sister in the cafeteria. And I'm skipping school all the time, going to school high all the time. I failed too many classes my freshman year. So that my mom was like done with me by that point. No more public school for me. So I got switched to a really small private school that had 100 kids in the whole high school, which was not okay with me. I was furious. And all these kids have been together since, like, kindergarten, so they're all friends already. So once again, like, I have no friends. I want nothing to do with any of these kids. I'm the weird person again. And it was just really uncomfortable. And I fell into this really, like, deep depression. And I didn't talk to anyone about like anything for a good 6 months, and my family doesn't talk about feelings. Like, you have to be the strong one all the time. So yeah, I fell into a really deep depression, and I really didn't have friends that year, and that year kind of flew by because I was high and drunk all the time. And then that summer came around, and I tried to overdose that summer when I was back in Lakeland. And my mom kind of ignored the whole thing. Like, she wasn't there in Lakeland with me. I was at her best friend's house. But, like, she knew what happened, and she came and picked me up and just drove me home and didn't ask me a thing about it. Like, your daughter just tried to kill herself, and you're not going to ask her anything about it. So at this point, like, I don't like my mom anymore. And then my junior year rolls around, and I finally make friends with a couple people in school. But of course, they're all the people that party. And now I'm going to like country concerts on the weekend and tailgating. I hate country. And and I'm going to parties, and I really don't like parties because I don't like big groups of people. But when I'm drunk, I'm fun, and I guess I liked him when I was drunk. So I kept going back, and I kept failing a lot of classes, and I really wasn't on the path to graduate high school, which really sucked, especially because it got me in a lot of trouble all the time. Oh, something I left out, my freshman year. Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble with my parents because I had my mom's debit card my whole freshman year of high school. I used to think it was like a really good idea to take money out and go like buy whatever I wanted. So I would buy like all my alcohol with her money, and she took away my cell phone, so I started a new plan with T-Mobile and got myself a nice little BlackBerry Pearl, a pink one. I would go shopping all the time, and it racked up to a good amount of money that got me in a lot of trouble, and my parents tried to get me arrested. And the cop was, like, at our house and had me in handcuffs, and my parents were like, no, 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 don't take her. And I was like, are you, okay. But, yeah, that happened. So my parents don't trust me with money anymore, obviously. And I guess money, that was another addiction of mine. Like, it's weird, but I used to photocopy kids' report cards so I could get money from it. So I photocopied mine, too. But, like, I always wanted money so I could buy nice things and, like, buy my own liquor, and I thought I was, like, so mature. And I really wasn't. I was an idiot about everything I did. And I thought I was so sneaky, but I wasn't. And then my senior year of high school rolled around, and I was finally, like, accepted into school, and I was, I guess, the popular girl, but I was really mean to everyone. Yeah, I was just out of control. I had a job working at a restaurant that was right next to World of Beer, and was not a good place for me. My boss, at first, they didn't know that I would sneak next door and drink, but then when they, like, found out that I did, they would be like, you have 15 minutes to go drink as many beers as you can. Go. And I was like, hell yeah, I love this place. Like, this is my, I want to work here the rest of my life. and I would be drunk at work all the time, which wasn't good because I messed up a lot of stuff there, and I caused chaos. And then I ended up quitting my job in the middle of a blackout, and I started going to school, like, high, which I shouldn't have been. And I noticed, like, that wasn't normal for 18-year-olds, so I finally came clean to my mom about my using and my drinking, and she sat on my bed the whole next day and wouldn't let me do anything. And I told her that night that if I wasn't going to get high or drunk, I was going to kill myself. So she took me to the hospital, and I was Baker-acted. And not only did I stay there for 3 days, I stayed there for a whole week. And then they recommended that I went to treatment. So I went to Turning Point, and they told me that I was too crazy for them, so they sent me somewhere else. I went to a place in Orlando, which was very good for me. I stayed there for 5 weeks. And the first 2 months of sobriety for me were, like, super awesome. I made a lot of friends. I went on Women's Weekend, which was really cool. And then this last month has been, like, really rocky for me. I had a lot of trouble, like, with my boyfriend and with my family. I was just in Washington, D.C. on vacation, and I found out that one of my friends from high school committed suicide. So Monday I had to go to his funeral, which was really hard for me. And this week I found out that my grandma was in the ICU. She passed away, and then a really close family friend of mine just passed away this morning, which has been really hard for me, but I'm still here, and I'm not drunk, and I'm not high, and that's the important part. And the only thing that has kept me coming back is at the end of the meetings when they say, keep coming back, because I know it's not AA, but I want to blame it on AA, and I'm really mad at AA right now, even though you guys are what's kept me alive and sober. And I really want to argue the fact that AA doesn't work, but there's a room full of however many people that are however long sober. So obviously this shit works. So I'm going to keep coming back and hopefully stay sober. So yeah, that's what I got for you.